You are listening to Something Rather Than Nothing. Creator and host, Ken Vellante. Editor and producer, Peter Bauer.
This is Ken Vellante with the Something Rather Than Nothing podcast in a special episode, a music variety episode. And very pleased to present this episode to you with a lot of guests, former guests from the show, and some new musicians and sounds. First up, we got Well-Bred Mongrels, and you might remember Buell Thomas from the show. Great musical talent. Known him for quite some time. Went to the University of Rhode Island together. Played in a great band at the time, Superbug. This is Well-Bred Mongrels, Buell Thomas. Let the good times roll.
Let them good times roll. Let them knock you around.
Good times roll.
next, we have a beautiful song from Luna und Sund. Peter Sund is from Denmark, and had him on the podcast recently with some beautiful folk music in some aspects. He's called Americana, kind of folk Americana, mixed with some Danish traditional music. This one is en sang afkold.
Faldende løv går fra grøn til gul. Endnu en omgang på livets jul. Når træet er tom,
song for the people is performed by Kim Gucci. Kim was a guest, former guest on the podcast, and I really appreciated my conversation with Kim and all that I've learned from her and her music. And my understanding, we're going to be hearing a lot more of Kim Gucci over the next few months. Kim Gucci, for the people.
Tear down the church and build some houses for the people. It's what an elder said to me. Stephen Harper said he's sorry to the people.
people. Not all accept the apology. Intergenerations suffer, searching for identity. We are a nation of survivors, people strong, proud, and free.
Coming on now to Theo B. Vias, a project of Joey Bauer, one of the early guests on the podcast. Joey has great music, does a podcast on movies, and this track here is Apex of Emptiness by Theo B. Vias.
Thank you.
that was Theo Bevious. And again, Joey Bauer can be found on the wonderful podcast Through the Booth Window. A great discussion, a lot of critical analysis of movies, and a lot of fun. Check it out. Next up, we have from the hallowed launch pad of Cape Canaveral, we have Space Weed with a little bit of thoughts about art, and then on to their track, Bong Lizard. Welcome, Space Weed. Here we go. One of the main questions we ask, and I know we started with this about art, you had mentioned some of your experiences with art. One of the things I was wondering is, do you have a definition of what art is? And if Francis, if you wanted to start, just like what your thoughts about what art actually is.
That's really good. I think about it a lot too. I think there's a lot of aspects to art, but I think that it's also like a very prevalent and very important and also ingrained thing. You know, I think that it exists subjectively and everyone sees it all the time. And I think it exists objectively in the sense that it's like always around, so you can't know it, you know?
Yeah, the perception of it.
Right, right. Absolutely. It's like omnipresent, effervescent. Art is everywhere, you know. Whether or not you appreciate it or look at it, it's still there, I think. And I also think that it's like in a very experiential aspect of being human, like, if you enjoy it and you do see where it is, you can see it in everything. And then you like have a connection to it. So it's an important thing. And it's a, what it is, I guess, exactly, if I were to put it into words, is just observing the created consciousness, you know, in a medium. That's what I would say it is. And
all right, Matt, what were your thoughts?
What's not art is my first thought. Like everything to some degree is art, like the fork in my silverware drawer. And there's three or four different kinds, like, you know, get them from Goodwill, just gonna lose them somehow. I don't know where all the forks go, but anyway. Have all these different forks open up. Each one has a different, like, squiggly design, a slightly different shape and contour, like, different length of the whatever the pointy parts of a fork are called.
The prongs.
The prongs.
Oh, man, that's good. No,
but, you know, like, all those things are different artistic choices, and that's just to make a fork that you take for granted every day. Like, that's, to me, like, what's not art. Everything is. Some of it's way more intentional and highbrow, or, like, you know, banana duct tape and some shit. And then there's the practical, and then there's some space in between that I think is magic in all of it.
Yeah, I love that. We'll be right back. Next up, we have a track from friend Greg Clifford. Brontide is the track. Greg's been on the show and part of our Irish friend troupe of the show, Rachel Lally, Emmett O'Brien, Jeff Finan. And this track from Greg, a really talented musician. I encourage you to check out all his material. Here we go. Greg Clifford, Brontide. Thanks, Greg. Everybody enjoy the track. Happy to arrive back at the Well-Bred Mongrels with this cover of True Faith.
Feels so extraordinary, something much. I used to think that the day would never come. I'd see the light in the shade of the morning sun. My morning sun is the drug that brings me near to the childhood I lost, replaced by fear. I used to think that the day would never come, that my life would depend on the morning sun. When I was a very small boy, very small boys talked to me. Now that we've grown up together, they're afraid of what they see. That's the price that we all pay. Our valued destiny comes to nothing. I can't tell you where we're going. I guess there's just no way of knowing. I used to think that the day would never come. I'd see the light in the shade of the morning sun. My morning sun is the drug that brings me near to the childhood I lost, replaced by fear. I used to think that the day would never come, that my life would depend on the morning sun.
This track, we welcome Kinneret Ely, who's a really great guest that I had on the podcast, a soprano singer, works and performs New York City, Tel Aviv. This particular piece is the final duet from Eugene Onegin, the Tchaikovsky adaptation of the Pushkin stories. This is a duet with Soo-Chan Kim. Kinneret Ely, our soprano, taking us out.
Oh. Страстник мог нас собирать. Нет, нет, и как
Rather Than Nothing,